Welcome to Off the Bookshelf, a program where we meet Christian authors and talk about their books. Today's guest is Dr. Eugene Klingman, and he is a co-author of the book Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible, Proclaiming the Truth on 24 Controversial Issues. Dr. Klingman, welcome to Off the Bookshelf.
Thanks so much. Thank you for having us on the show today.
Appreciate that. And before we talk about the book some more, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. Well, I was saved when I was 20 years old. A lot of people had come to me and told me about Jesus, and I said, well, that's for you, that's not for me. But finally, the Lord just kind of jerked the rug out from under me and brought me to himself. And since then, I've had just an inbuilt interest in theology, and the Lord has put that there, and he directed me away from attending seminaries. Very much seminary training through men like Francis Schaeffer and J.I. Packer and so on, those guys, and especially my mentor, Dr. Jay Grinstead, who is the main author of the book that we're talking about this morning. Hmm. So I'm a homeschool dad. I have 11 children.
Wow.
And seven of them are still at home, and six of them are still being homeschooled. So I have my plate sort of full. We live on a bit of a farm, kind of a hobby farm. We have a few animals out in the middle of Missouri.
Mm, that's terrific. Well, thank you for joining us today. This book is called Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible. What's behind that title, and why did you write this book?
Well, that is a big, big question. We have a goal, as the cover of the book shows, 2017 International Church Council. We have a goal of establishing for the 21st century a united biblical theological standard of doctrine for the global body of Christ, which standard is consistent with the mainstream theology of the first 20 centuries. This is our mission statement, in fact. And we came to this not just all of a sudden decided, you know what we need to do? We need to have a church council. We did not come to it like that. It started in 1977, actually, when Dr. Jay Grinstead had visited his old alma mater in Pasadena, California, the seminary where he graduated. He went back there for his doctorate. And while he was there for his doctorate, he realized that the seminary had completely changed. They'd completely flipped on the inerrancy of the Bible. In other words, when he went there first and got his master's degree, they believed in an inerrant Bible. They believed in that God had inspired the scriptures and that we could count on the scriptures being true and accurate and not have to try and figure out which parts were true and which parts were not true. And so he, as he came out of that situation, realized that, you know what, the evangelical church is really sliding and slipping. And in fact, Dr. Francis Schaeffer says that inerrancy is the great divide. It's the watershed within evangelicalism. Are we going to believe that God has given us an inerrant Bible, or are we going to suppose that that what's in the Bible is up to us to figure out if there's any truth there at all, and if so, what is the truth? And so Dr. Grinstead gathered an army of theologians, guys like Francis Schaeffer. These are guys that I'm naming that were actually part of his theological army: R.C. Sproul, Dr. Norman Geisler, J.I. Packer, Dr. D. James Kennedy, and Dr. Bill Bright, and 50 other such men came together regarding inerrancy, and they wrote what has come to be known as the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy. And the Chicago Statement is now, these 30-some years later, almost 40 years later, is recognized as a creedal document. Sort of like the Westminster Confession of Faith or other old documents that have come to have a wide reception within the body of Christ. So much so that, for instance, Wayne Grudem, who has written a systematic theology, the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy is quoted in its entirety there. and other men who have written theologies. Let's see, Robert Raymond. It's named in there as a standard of what inerrancy is, and the premier theological society, the Evangelical Theological Society, back in 2003, their requirement to be a part of the Evangelical Theological Society is that they need to believe in inerrancy. And so the false teachers, slippery as they are, they would sign the document and say, yeah, we believe in inerrancy, and inerrancy means such and such, which is not what inerrancy was or is. And so they, that is the Evangelical Theological Society, adopted the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy as their description of what inerrancy is. And so that's how the movement began. And again, it didn't begin with an idea of eventually going to a church council. It was that these issues began to arise, pop up one at a time. And then along the way, it began to be apparent that this is serious, and we need to address this globally, widely, and deal with these things. Things such as the Trinity. Is there such a thing as the Trinity? There's portions of evangelicalism that's giving that up. The judicial and substitutionary nature of salvation. Things like the Lordship of Christ. Can someone be saved and while Christ is not their Lord? In other words, can they live in sin apart from Christ, but Christ be their Savior without Him being their Lord? Other things like homosexuality, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, education of Christian children, the biblical perspective on environmental stewardship even is one. It's our last document, document 24. Anyways, there's 24 of these that we hope to take to a global consultation in 2017, and we are inviting the leaders within the United States and all around the world to participate with us to take a look at these documents. In 2003, in the U.S., we had quite a representation come together and sign what we call the Statement of Biblical Truth, where we had 20 of the documents then prepared. And these leaders signed these documents saying that that we believe that these are a good representation of the biblical truth. They may be imperfect, but they are a good representation of what the Bible says on these 20 areas. Now, since then, we have four more documents that we're wanting to take to the global consultation. So I'll pause here and see if you have a question about anything, or if you want me to try and continue.
Sure. Well, the book is called Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible. We're talking to Dr. Eugene Klingman about the book that he put together with Jay Grimstead as well. And it's Proclaiming the Truth on 24 Controversial Issues. Why don't, for our listeners, because this is radio, why don't you describe the book a little bit and tell us about the contents and the layout?
All right. Thank you. Well, the book, a major portion of it is not actually by either Dr. Grimstead or myself, because the book contains all of the 24 documents which were created by theological teams over the last 37 years. And so to put our names as the authors, that's sort of true, because we write an introduction for each of the issues, the 24 issues, saying why it was necessary to create such a document and giving a little background of what each document is about. And Dr. Jay Grimstead, who's been here for the whole 37 years, has written the history of how the documents came together. And so there's of course an introduction that gives an overview of the book, and then the book goes with an introduction by either Dr. Jay Grimstead or myself, and then it also has the document there right after the introduction. So This book is actually by hundreds of men, as it were, but Dr. J and I have written the history and the introductions to each of the topics.
Mm. And so what do you hope that a typical reader who seeks out your book, what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, I think that this book is good for the brand new Christian to the seasoned sage, the one who is elder in Christ. And the reason I think that is because it has basic stuff, and yet it has very pithy, strong meat for those who would desire to grow in the things of God. And so this book can be used as a devotional, literally, as a guide for preaching. There's such incredible preaching material here, and just for self-edification, for Bible study and so on. It's a book that is very much adaptable to all of those things that I just mentioned.
And just as a final big question for you here, the International Church Council, you sort of outlined that it's planned for 2017. What do you hope is the outcome of that council?
Well, again, we hope to establish for the 21st century a united biblical theological standard of doctrine for the global body of Christ, which standard is consistent with the mainstream theology of the first 20 centuries. In other words, we didn't dream up anything new. We're looking back at what the church believed, and we're saying the church in this period of time has departed from these truths, and we're seeking to draw a line in the sand, as it were, and to say on this side is biblical Christianity, on the other side is something else. And if you want to claim yourself to be a biblical Christian, one who believes in what the Bible teaches regarding these 24 issues, this is the side to be on.
Mm. Well, that's really powerful. There's so much more we could talk about. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Can you tell our listeners how they can contact you, find out more about the Coalition on Revival, and get a copy of Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible?
Thank you. Yes, an easiest way to get there would be churchcouncil.org. That's C-O-U-N-C-I-L.org, churchcouncil.org. You'll find a link there that then goes to the publisher where you can buy the book. Our two websites are reformation.net, which is the Coalition on Revival website. That's the mother organization, the parent organization, and then the International Church Council Project, which is churchcouncil.org. You're welcome also to call me. My number is 417-280-0311, or you can reach me at books@sendmethatbook.com. books@sendmethatbook.com.
Awesome. Very accessible. We appreciate that. Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible, Proclaiming the Truth on 24 Controversial Issues. Dr. Eugene Klingman, thanks so much for joining us today. And God bless you and your work. God bless your family. And I pray that as this book gets out there more, that more and more people will be blessed by it as well.
Greg, thanks so much. God bless you too.
Thank you. It's called Rebuilding Civilization on the Bible, Proclaiming the Truth on 24 Controversial Issues. It's published by Nordskog, N-O-R-D-S-K-O-G, Nordskog Publishing, if you want to seek it out. It is, as he said, you can use it as a devotional, but it's also very meaty to use his word as well. Dr. Eugene Klingman, thanks for joining us today here on Off the Bookshelf.
We appreciate you listening to WMPC.